Oh, the innocence of the young. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I've been talking a lot this week about the economic bailout, and I got an interesting reaction that tells me this is not just a conservative versus liberal issue, but a generational issue, too. I was spouting off in a staff meeting about this bailout, and a 20-something young woman on the newsroom staff couldn't believe that it was happening, couldn't believe that the government would just send out checks to people. Irresponsible, she called it. The country's already in debt. If anything, we should be tightening up on spending and raising taxes. And what about all that money we're still spending in Iraq? And of course, in my more lucid moments, I would feel the same way. But there's a difference between us baby boomers and the 20-something generation that we have spawned. You see, we have retirements tied up in the stock market. They don't. They are generally bored by business news. We hang on every word. They have most of their savings, if they have any, in bank accounts where money doesn't usually turn up missing unless someone hijacks their iTunes account. We have our money in stock market accounts where it goes missing on a regular basis, which we put up with if we have a reasonable expectation that it will reappear someday. The moment that expectation gets shaky, like now, we frankly don't care what it takes. We want something done. Convincing the 20-somethings that bailouts are okay is crucial because they're the ones who will have to pay off the extra debt that this is all likely to run up. Perhaps if we point out to them that as goes the stock market, so goes their inheritance. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.